following case. A lot of people sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, often they have a mirpeset, and a lot of times in the mirpeset you have these metal frames that are poles that are in close proximity to each other. And if you somehow have a frame that you can get tzchach on top of it, so many people rely on that to really be a sturdy wall and to rely on that for sukkah. Whether or not you put, you know, sheets on top of it, you know, in order to make it more tzanua and private, or if you don't, halachically, you know, if it's 10 tefachim, so we learned Rav Osai, we learned the machlokes, right? The Ritva and the Ran, but everyone agrees as a Mishnah that you just need the mechitza to go up 10 tefachim and then you're good. The shaila is how we halachically view the rest of the sukkah. Is it that the sukkah virtually goes up to the schach through the concept that Allah Moshe Sinai called good asik? Or do we say like the Ran, that what? You don't need mechitzas that are megiyas l'schach. It's enough to just have a wall of 10 tefachim and there's no continuity between the mechitza and the schach, and he holds 10 tefachim works. He's forced into that opinion, if any of you remember, of Osai, because what? He holds that good asik doesn't apply to Hilchos Sukkah. There is no halach l'moshe misinai that we find in other places that you shoot up a wall. You don't do that when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah because you need real walls. So the reason why the Mishnah says that sukkah works is through good asik. So I'd like to discuss that situation of the mirpeset. But ultimately, we're going to see that it's not only limited to the situations of mirpeset, it's going to be a whole industry of sukkah and a chap that was created that potentially we're going to challenge based on our next sugya. Okay? So there's a lot of money riding on this sugya. So let's go. So the Gemara starts off, the next Gemara that we got up to, Amar Rava said, Rava v'chein l'shabbos. And so too for Shabbos. What does it mean, so too for Shabbos? Something to do with the structure that we've been developing for Sukkos also applies to Shabbos. Why? Migo da'avid doifin linyan sukkah, avid doifin linyan Shabbos. Now, a bunch of you asked me, what does that concept migo work? That's a loaded question throughout Shas. Migo is something that you're going to encounter many, many different times. More often than not, it's going to be in Nezikin sugyas, in Tainas in court, in Bezdin, and in claims, the claiming court. But here, Migo means a halachic concept, and we're going to have to, in future sugyas, analyze how halachic and what development lahalacha is being presented to us. But now we're going to just translate it as since. Whatever applies to one, since it applies to one, and since it's kosher by one, it's going to apply to another. So we're jumping to two areas of halacha. We're jumping from Hilchos Sukkah, and therefore we're going to apply our conclusions in Hilchos Sukkah, we're going to apply it to Hilchos Shabbos. Migo d'avid doifin linyan sukkah, avid doifin linyan Shabbos. Eis ve'abaye, frekt abaye, is that really true? Do we really carry over from Hilchos Sukkah to Hilchos Shabbos? Umian rin amigo, do we really have this halachic concept? V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa challenge that? Doifin sukkah ke doifin Shabbos, in general, the walls of a sukkah and doifin, and the walls of a Shabbos are similar. But as long as those walls, what, that are made up of poles, that what, kanas are the poles, that they're going to be within three tefachim of each other, which means what, I'm making a wall through that halachic concept called lavud, that anything within three tefachim is kesasim, is closed up. But the yisera Shabbos ala sukkah, but there's something additional to the walls of Shabbos, to the walls of sukkah, Shabbos ain't any teres ella ba'oimin meruba laparts. That Shabbos, you can't just make sure that you're going to have a few walls. You have to make sure that your structure at the end of the day is going to be what? Oimed meruba alaparts. Which means even if I have some areas that are going to have gaps, that are going to be more than three tefachim, that there's not going to be halacha l'moshe misinai called lavud, but at the end of the day in Shabbos, you have to have what? More structure than space. More omed than parts. And then, if I have more structure than space, so then I could ignore the spaces, and I could view them as what, says Rashi? I could view them as doorways, openings. A structure is allowed to have openings, as long as the basic structure is what? Is omid meruba ala paretz. It's more wall than space. Rabbi said, the Chazanish, I don't know if you remember, when I spoke about the fact that the Chazanish held that the Eruv in New York is actually ironically better than the Eruv in suburbia. So the reason was because ultimately here you have more omid meruba ala paretz. You have more structures than openings because you put all the buildings together. So the buildings will be more structure than not. So the Gemara is challenging. So isn't Shabbos different? Masha'enken besukkah, unlike sukkah. So the Gemara is challenging. We're going to get back to the challenge. The Gemara says, "My lav yaseiru Shabbos to sukkah sukkah." Isn't this referring to what? Even the Shabbos of Sukkis, that it doesn't follow the regular rules and regulations of the rest of the week of Sukkis. Sukkis on a weekday. Meaning basically, in other words, what's the Gemara challenging Rabbi Osai? That you don't say what concept? Starts with a mem and ends with a vav. Migo. From the fact that Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkis, we're going to say that you need Omen Beru Bala Paretz. Even though by the rest of Sukkis, do you need Omen Beru Bala Paretz, Rabbi Osai?
No.
No, Rashi says, you can have two walls and a little bit. And even within those two walls, you can have some spaces that at the end of the day, if you add up the circumference of the sukkahs, right, you're going to have more airspace than wall, right? It's going to be parts merubah l'omid because you have two empty walls, and then you might have even air spaces in those two walls that you exist. But the Gemara says that's fine as long as it's a wall, so that's good. And the Gemara seems to assume that what? Even for Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos, it's no good because we differentiate between Shabbos and Sukkah. Lo amrin and migo. So the Gemara challenges that you don't say migo. So the Gemara says, lo, yisera Shabbos de Alma. It was talking about Shabbos de Alma, but what? But on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos, we say what concept? We say migo. If it's good for Sukkos, if it's good for the rest of the week, it's good for Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkos. Yeah.
First, you got the semester, we were talking about whether or not the wall goes diagonally or not, and then Rashi said that by cutting it, like, if you cut it in half, then it's really not the rope is airspace. The rope is really walls now, because you have 2.5. All right, so there's a difference if you...
But let's say you have more airspace that now when you calculate all of it, Rashi says, right? What does Rashi say? Doifen sukke ke doifen shabbos, kol tzid yitfana she yitir chachom la shabbos ke go mechitza shal shasi below eriv. Well, let's get back to that 1 second. You have a very small material that's of thickness to create the poles, right? And then you're keeping everything within 3 tvachim of each other. And there's going to be, at the end of the day, more airspace than not. Shapir damri, why? So that's because damrin and love it. Havale kulo omeid. And then what does the Gemara say? That's the line. If those two walls have a lot of openings, that doesn't have a tzuras ha-pesach, and it's more than the structure, and therefore it's going to now get rid of the rishus ha-yachid. But for sukkah, that wouldn't necessarily be. You understand? Masha'en came besukkah, Rashi says. Desagile b'shtayim ke'ochasim v'shlishas afilu tefach. You could have two regular walls and a little bit. V'afilu hoyula psochim b'shtei hadfanos. And even if you have openings in those two walls. Listen, Max. Rashi di Ramaschel, Masha'en came besukkah. Echad oshnayim. Even one or two openings. Because when you add it up to those two walls that are absolutely open, which is totally fine for Hilchos Sukkah, Havalei Par, it's Merubah, and it's Sharia. It's going to be more open than not, and it's still Mutter. Yeah.
So, is that saying that for Shabbos, two walls and a Tefach would be enough to make it Rishas Yachid on Shabbos?
Of Chol HaMoed Sukkos?
No, just in general.
No, it's not. Because saying the opposite.
Only if you say that, but if you do the circumference, it's two and a little bit, which is more than... So that's
more. Exactly what Max just asked. That's what I answered. That it has openings in the middle that it's going to be part of its merubah la'omid. So it's going to be a problem. That's exactly what the Gemara is driving at. The Gemara is driving at that a regular, ordinary Shabbos is no good, but what? But Shabbos of Sukkos is different.
Why?
Rabbi say, I said this in my shul on Chol HaMoed Shabbos. Sukkos Chol HaMoed Shabbos. In my opinion, we have to learn the details of this Gemara. This is the mucker for Litvish... And to have a little bit of a chassidish of blood. The fact that the dimensions of Rosh HaYochid on Sukkos could, on Shabbos, could change once a year because of the Zman of Sukkos is unbelievable. And Rabbi say there might be skila nafkaminas based on this Migo. So if you disagree with tapping into the Zman and the fact that the Zman doesn't affect the structure, there's a Beferish Gemara that disagrees with it. This whole Gemara is, I would never have said this intuitively. That one Shabbos a year, we have different rules? Yeah. You know why? Because it's in the Zman of Sukkos. And the Zman of Sukkos is Koivea, even the Shabbos. That it's not an ordinary Shabbos. It's a Shabbos of Sukkos. And there's a new halachic entity called Shabbos of Sukkos. But that's not what I want to talk about now. I don't want to talk about the Migo. I want to talk about the assumption of the Gemara. Yeah, Jeremy.
What happened to having a Tzuras Pesach?
What happened to having a Tzuras of Pesach? Like, excellent. The Ran asked your kasha. The Ran asked your kasha. Meaning what? And
like, why do we decide that we don't need
please
Pesach?
Give me a little bit of time. That will be probably next week's sugya. You will see the Ran next. I'm sorry. Next sugya won't be next week, hopefully. But the Ran deals with that kasha. What's the chiddush of the Gemara once you have a Tzuras of Pesach? Assuming you're going to have a Tzuras of Pesach. Yeah. Good. Excellent. Yeah.
What would you do with like Yom Tov Sheni and Shmini Atzeret in this type of situation?
What do you mean?
Because we would eat in the sofa in general on Shmini Atzeret, like to be safe, like because as if Yom Tov Sheni for Shmini Shel Pesach.
What's the problem with Yom Tov Sheni? You're in a kosher sukkah.
Because if it's a kosher sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, but it doesn't apply in Shabbos, so if you don't have the mitzvah sukkah, so then it's a
Rosh. Oh, you're saying what happens if Yom Tov Sheni is Shabbos?
No, I'm saying what happens if Shmini Atzeret is Shabbos.
Shmini Atzeret is Shabbos.
Yeah, so right. Now you're going to go eat in your sukkah, which is the Rosh Hashanah potentially, if you're not chayav in sukkah.
If theoretically, I don't know if it can fall out like that. If Shabbos could ever be like that, but you're saying, if what?
It's the way it falls.
No, the calendar. Yeah, it might. I'm not sure if calendar. But you're saying if you hold, so then how could you if it's not Sukkos anymore, and the Migo won't apply, so then.
If it's
not
work,
if it's still kosher mechitzas, then why wouldn't it still work?
No, because it's not Shabbos. It's not sufficient for Shabbos.
It's not sufficient for Shabbos.
Right. Right. So you have to be machmir.
It drops because
so you have to be machmir. So in theory, yeah. Or at least misafik. We're not making a bracha. So now, in theory, if this was a Rishus HaRabim, so then you would not be able to eat in that sukkah if you were in a Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting. It's a good question. Yeah. Can I go on? Yes. I'm not going
to
get to this.
What happened to the concept of Tzadik?
What does that have to do with anything?
We say... there are
well, One second. Can I just say... Tadir v'she'enu tadir tadir kodem? And then if your question still applies on it. Tadir v'she'enu tadir tadir kodem is a halacha in precedence within two mitzvahs. Which one should come prior? Why are we talking about this?
Because on Shabbos we have halachos. We have halachos of Rosh Hashanah.
No, again, listen to my example. Tadar v'sheinu tadar tadar kodem, the halacha is that you have two mitzvahs. I don't know which one should come first. Not which one's more chashiv, not which one is the overwhelming factor and defines the other one. Tadar v'sheinu, listen to the phraseology. Tadar v'sheinu tadar tadar kodem. It proceeds. So if you want to discuss precedence, we could discuss it. Preferably, I'd like to talk about it at 12:45.
That's not the right time.
What? Yeah, so you guys said you're putting it on the table. Or at least give me a watch. All right. Shine. But Rabbi, bottom line, I would like to talk about the assumption and the premise of the Gemara. The premise of the Gemara is what? Thank you. The premise of the Gemara is what? The premise of the Gemara is that what? Is that V'chein l'Shabbos. Let's read Rashi. Sorry. Doifin Sukkah G'doifin Shabbos. The second Rashi in the wide lines. Let's go. Kol tzidei tfana sheyitiru chachamim l'Shabbos k'goy mechitza shel shesi b'loy eiriv. K'da amr be'eiriv v'ndav tezayinu abis. Rashi says there is a concept of using poles as your wall. Right? What's his example? Mechitza shel shesi b'loy eiriv. What's mechitza shel shesi b'loy eiriv, Rabbi Yisai?
Two poles.
Poles that are going up, vertical, and that are not what? That are not crisscrossing. They're not crisscrossing with eiriv. Okay? Shesi and eiriv is the way you sew. Okay? I don't remember who I said that to in this morning. Okay? You have crisscross motion when you sew thread together. Okay? You what? Yeah, that's actually what we're up to. That's exactly what we're up to. Excellent. That's mamish kolotar. Yes, yeah, all sugyachas. That was one of the shinuyim that we discussed, that the way to mix your lisha is to do shesi ve'eriv. Like this and like that. What was the chumra of the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Yisai?
Up.
You got to go up. Not shesi and eriv is only good if you're up. Good. Excellent. So what? Kadamr ve'erivin, makifin v'kanim v'vavach lo yibin kanil chaver shloshet tvachim. Yafal pisha rachav kana eno ela mali etzva. And even though these kanas are very, very thin, yesh ben kanil kana shloshet tvachim chaser mashu. And there's only in a space of 2.9 tfachim v'ika paritz meruba ala omed. And at the end of the day, it's going to be more airspace than not. Shapir dami, why is this good? Because we have the halacha l'mesh v'sina, I called what? Da'amrinon lovud. V'avalikulo omed o shel eirv lo shesi. K'distan hasa makifin shlosha chavolam. Havehekev nami l'doifin sukkah. So then what does Rashi say in the end? Not only could you have poles that are vertical, but you could also have what? Poles that are horizontal, that are erev lo shesi, and therefore what? As long as they're not what? With they're less than three tfachim away from each other. Simple. And then we just happen to deal with that cheshbon circumference, the difference between Shabbos and Sukkos, and how you play over the difference, and the migo, and everything we just discussed. Good. But I'd like to focus on that, Rabbi Yisai, because what Rashi just said is not entirely accepted. Okay? Rashi just said the Sugya and Eirvin applies. We have a structure with Lavid in both directions, whether it's Shesi below Eiriv or Eiriv below Shesi. What did Rashi quote? Rashi quoted the Mishnah in Eirvin. This Mishnah in Eirvin discusses a situation where you don't have a solid block of wall, where you're using Lavid to create your structure to be Rishas HaYachid. And the Mishnah had difference of opinions when you're going to be allowed to use such a weaker structure. Some opinions were not a fan of always using it, and only allowed it in special situations where you have a caravan that got stuck on Shabbos, and a shayara that the Gemara calls, and you needed to rely on a weaker wall for... you were running out of time right before Shabbos, so then they were allowed it. But if it's just one person, right? Rashi says by one person lo ikilu achiye boshesi ve'er. Then you only can have if it's going both in a crisscross fashion. So give me a second, Jared. So the Mishnah says mekifin shloisha chavolim zulu malamizeb zelo malamizeb bovad shlo yebim chevel chaver shloisha tfach. Mishnah is very simple. Mishnah says you can have a wall of just ropes or poles, and make sure that they're not going to be more than three tachim away from each other. Right? Shir chavalim va'ovyon yeser al tefach kidei shiyei akol asar tachim, and the amount of the chavalim add up to each other to make the wall 10 tachim, which is the halacha of a wall, both in Hilchos Sukkah and in Hilchos Shabbos. But this Mishnah is talking about for Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos. Mekifim bekanim, you could also use poles. and just make sure that there's not going to be three tefachim from within each away from each wall. So then the Mishnah says as follows. Now the Mishnah creates difference of opinions. Bishayara divru divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion, pay attention guys, that this leniency was only said to a shayara, to a group of people that got stuck and they needed to rely on this weaker wall. But says Rashi, ava lo yachid lo yekilu. But for a normal person, a regular situation, we would not be mako with a wall with just either ropes or poles. Okay? The Chachamim omrim and the Chachamim disagree. Lo dibru b'shayara, ela b'hoive. And the Chacham disagree. This is a kosher wall. Good. So far, how many opinions are by say?
Two.
Comes along the third opinion, the whopper. Kol mechitza she'enu shel shesi v'shel erev, ena mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham amomer mechav mishnei dvarim. What's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by say? What? Who's he arguing? Rashi says Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Who's he arguing with? He's arguing with Pops. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So he argued with his father. And he held what? If you do not have what? Crisscross, you do not have a wall. Shayara, no shayara, no leniencies. The most machmir opinion. Good? And Chachamim come back and say, no, you could have either shesi, vertical, or horizontal. Good. So Rabbi Yosi, I didn't put this on the Ma'ar Makomos, but the Gemara goes on to say the following. The Gemara is there talking about, not lavud, but the Gemara there is talking about the concept of omid merubah laparetz. What's the concept of omid merubah laparetz, Rabbi Yosi? Where you have more structure than space. So the Gemara says as follows. Amarav Amnuna. Amarav. Hare omru omid merubah laparetz bishesi have omid. What did that mean? Not crisscrosses. Just said bishesi. If you have omid merubah laparetz with shesi, so then what? Shesi is vertical. Then it's good, right? Afagav diik. Rashi says afagav diik apirtzas kedistan leel v'lo yepirtzas yiseres al abinyan v'stam klei behemish al shesi usha omid al gaber karka. So amrav amnuna amrav hari amru omid merubah laparetz b'shesi have omid. If you have more physical poles than spaces, then what, Rabbi Yosi? That's omid merubah laparetz. Now, you'll understand why I'm quoting this Gemara, Rabbi Yosi. This is what I want you to see. But boy, Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna had a suffix. He had a suffix. Be'erev mai. What's be'erev mai, Rabbi Yosi? Our Mishnah that introduces not only poles that are vertical, but introduces what? Chavolim. Introduces ropes. Introduces straps. Do you also say that Omid Murabah Laparetz applies there or not? Suffik of Rav Amnuna. Good? Again, that wasn't exactly what the case of the Mishnah was. The case of the Mishnah was talking about Lovud. Lovud is not Omid Murabah Laparetz. Lovud is Sussum. But the Gemara starts off, once the Gemara Mishnah was talking about Chavolim, so Rav Amnuna wanted to clarify, that which we know that omid merubah laparetz works by poles, straight up vertical structures, does that also apply by horizontal? So that's the suffix of the Gemara. End of Gemara, I don't need anything else from Erevin. What do I need from Erevin? Three opinions of the Tanoim about Lovud, and a suffix of the Gemara about Erev as opposed to Shesi. What? No, I'm getting to Rashi. Good, excellent, Groverman. Excellent. So now, before I get to where Gloverman's going, I want to learn a new Gemara, a Gemara that we're not going to get to, but Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yosi, in addition to where we're going to get to this man, you have to keep in mind that Bli Ayin Hara, we were Zeichu Isiyat Deshmaya, I'm going to get to Daf Tesamid Aleph, the end of Daf Tesamid Aleph from Yitzhak Hashem. But keep in mind, we did Daf Tesamid Beis, which was one of the first sugyas, Sukkah Tachas Ha'ilam, that I made sure we did before Sukkah, so you guys knew the halacha is about a Sukkah under an Ilan. We already did a lot of Daf Yud also, because that had to do with Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam about Lamala Mechaf. Yeah, exactly. So we're not going to get to this sugya, and it's an important sugya. But Rabbi said this is not well known. So now pay attention. Here's where the sugya begins. Amar Rav Ami, Zokter Helig Rav Ami and Daftez Zayin Amid Beis. Pas Arba Umashu Matir Besukkah. Mishum Doifen. Umuki Lava Pachos Mishloishet Tvachem. If you have a situation that you need to make a wall in the Sukkah, so what could you do? You could take a wall of 4 Tvachem wide, put it within 3 Tvachem of an adjacent wall in the corner, and what? You have a structure there. You have a 7 tefachim wall. 3 plus 4 and a little bit is now acting as a structure. Why? Since umukam apachos mishlosha tefachim samach ledoifin, chopachos mishlosha samach ledoifin kalav adavi, and therefore it's good. So the Gemara says, my kamashmalon. Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Why are you telling us this? Hakamashmalon shir meshach sukkah ktana shiva. I just wanted to tell you that the width of a sukkah has to be at least what? 7 tefachim wide, which we know. Okay? That's Rav Ami's chiddush. For Rabbi Yisai, it sounds like Rav Ami's telling us that if you have 2 walls and you want to have a 3rd wall, right? Then you have to... Then no? 2 walls? Again. Let's see what... No, but there's going to be a 3rd wall. If you have 1 wall and now you're adding an additional wall, right? To be adjacent to that, kamin gam, right? You don't need a 7 tefachim wall. You can do it with just 4 tefachim within 3 of that first wall. Okay, let's see Tosus.
Make a second
wall? What?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Kiddush, no?
Let's see. No, you're going to have a 3rd wall. You're going to have a 3rd wall.
No, but it's also less than 7 tefachim.
Yeah, exactly.
The width is less.
Yeah, but that just... we know love it. We know love.
No, but it doesn't make it, the love, it doesn't make it more than 7 tefachim. It's still going to be less than 7 tefachim.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's possible for it to be less than 7 tefachim. That's chiddush, the Gemara.
So the wall.
Yeah, the wall, exactly. which means the width of the sukkah is less than 7 tefachim.
No, but you're going to add another real wall to the 4. Saying you're having
4 and change. 4 and change.
No, it's yoter me arba.
Arba umashu, exactly.
Yes. So let's say it's 4.1. Yeah. And it's less than 3, which means it could be
7.
It could be.
That's 7.
What?
At 7. Tazer Shannon Tazer Kovach. At 7.
Less than 3 can mean it's 1 tefach away, which means it's less than 7 tefachim.
No. Less than 3, no, you're right. Okay, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Gemara is talking about that it has to be 7. So he's just saying you can maximize it, that if you have 4 and change, then you can put it at 2. Most 2.9.
Exactly. You have to have 7.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Sofer was asking. Right.
Oh, I thought, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a third wall.
Yeah, you have to have a third wall.
Is this the second wall or the third wall?
So let's see. Mitzvah sukkah b'shtei defanis, t'shita dekulo amaroi del elba pirkin, kirabonin, da'amri stein kelchasin. We know, Tosis at the bottom, b'pachos, Tosis says that we know, the Gemara and Vavim and Beis told us, that Rabbanan Shita is that you only need 2 regular walls for a sukkah, and 2 and change, right? That's what we've been focusing on, the third wall. Damrin and Stein Kilchasan, Ainu Kamin Gam. You have 2 that are a gam like this, that are adjacent to each other. The Ma'achas Menad Fana Shlemas, and if you have 1 full wall, Unisunim Mizrachas, and it's in east, right? So let's say east is where? East is behind me, right? So then what? In order to make a Kamin Gam, you're going to have to put the second wall what? North. Either on the north or the south. Right? Mukula lahai pas arbas. You take this 4.1 tefach wall and you put it letzad dorum or letzad tzafon, either on the south side or the north side. Bipochos mishlosha ledofen, within 3 of the eastern wall, right? So it's not exactly adjacent, but halachically it's adjacent. Why? Because we're including Lovet into the wall. Benechshav kesosim, and it's as if it's sealed up. So now you have a 7 tefachim wall that's now perpendicular to the full wall. Good? Yesh kan shtei tefana shlemas.
Can you explain what kamin gam?
Yes.
Right.
You have 1 wall, Rabbi Yisai. Okay? Now, usually we could only start talking in sukkahs if we start off like this, right?
Yeah.
And then our sukkah says shlishi afilu tefach, right? Without the whole tzuras ha-pesachs and everything else that we're going to talk. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, no, Rav Ami's b'mechadish the following. I can really have one wall on the
eastern side.
Let me just, I just don't want to change what I just said. So on the eastern side, okay, fine. And now I don't need seven tefachim. I can do it right here. Make sure that I have a 4.1 wall within 2.9. And guess what? This is kamin gam. That's my right angle. Good? That's what the Gemara says. Good?
And then you could put the other wall where? On the
west. On the west. Because I have full, I have halakhically two full walls.
You could put it on the west?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That would be my shtayim v'afilu tefach. Yes.
But how would that be a shtayim v'afilu tefach?
Yeah.
The tefach, no? On the southern side.
Yeah, correct. I need to put something here. That's what I said, but we're not just not talking about it now.
But you need to put something?
Yeah, we need to put something here. Yeah.
No, even, if I put a full wall on the west side, I need to put something there as well?
No.
Choose a third wall. You need a third wall.
But if I put it there, then that there's no finish there.
How could the third wall be on this side? Same
because
side.
I have the
L. No, connect the western.
Yeah,
west.
Yes. That works also.
Yes, because this is why. Now my sukkah is how wide? Seven tefachim.
Rabbi, if you put the wall on the south side, there's no chiddush.
No chiddush, exactly. If it's
attached. His chiddush is this wall.
No, why is that
no
a
but I'm saying if you put
no,
the.
No, if I put afilu tefach. This is afilu tefach. Okay, so now Rav Ami is saying, by the way, you've always assumed, that's what Tosis starts off, you've always assumed that we only start talking and be machadish things on the third wall. So Rav Ami, I have a chiddush for the second wall. I have a chiddush for the second wall. You can lower down the amount of materials you need. You don't need such a big block. You could even make, as long as you're going to end up with the sheer ketana of a sukkah, which is seven tvachim, you could still have less material. Good. Fractais says, I have a bigger chiddush. What's my bigger chiddush, Fractaisis? Again, so Tosis gives us all the background, and what's his bottom line? The yesh, the end of the third line of Tosis, right before the last line of the Tosis, the yesh kan shtei tfanei shleimus, and I created a new vehicle, a new medium to create what? Two full walls, even though it's not full walls. Good, great, no great shakes. Good, v'tema, track Tosis, but I have a wonderment. What's my wonderment? You don't even need four tefachim. I can snip away at this sukkah and make it even better than you thought. Why? Lamali pas arba. Yase pas shnei tfachim. V'yamidenu samach ledoifen. V'yarchik shleisha tfachim pachus mashmu. V'yamid pas acher shal shnei tfachim u'mashu. Says Tosis, forget this. You go to Home Depot and you buy a slab of wood for four tfachim. That's a lot of money already. Tosis says, I can save you some money. Take this. Two. And then have an airspace of 2.9. And then another two. And guess what? I just saved myself a lot of money.
The fourth right. 2.1. Yeah. No, the second part has to be a little more than two.
That's true.
No.
More
than it's four. Now the two walls are combined to be more than four tefachim. So in the space
sure.
Between them.
It has to be a mashu, right.
No,
do you really think that's the answer I'm getting to?
Yeah.
It's harder to put up two separate walls. Like measure them out.
Chevra. The Gemara is trying to figure out what is the basic elements of halachic sukkahs. No one... I'm just trying to dramatize it by spending less money, but...
Did everybody have a rule that was exactly 2.9 tefachim? That would come in handy. Like, it came with all the sukkahs. That's just the sets that you buy.
Sell them.
You're saying you want to know halakhically now, when you buy a sukkah?
Is there a rule
that you had to know what tefachim were, sure. But by the way, but we know that even knowing what a tefach is not simple. Because Rav Moshe's tefach, Chazanish's tefach, and Rav Tukachinsky's tefach, varies basically from 3 inches to 4 point something, according to the Chazon Ish. So you could have kulas and chumras in both directions that, you know, we've just been running for argument's sake, and that's the way Rav Shechter passes, and that a tefach is 3.6 inches. So that's what we are always assuming. Yeah, Gabe.
Could you have smaller than pasarba and have lavud on both sides?
No.
No?
No, you need a pasarba. Yeah. The tame alamali pasarba, yasa. Well, I mean smaller than. You need to come out. You need shnei and shnei. You need two and two.
How can it be
loved on both sides?
You have like three and.
Well, let's say I would make it lower, right? So I would make this wall one. Okay, let's suggest what you're saying. And then I would raise this and make this one. I don't have a wall of seven.
But why can't you make it like you make it?
What, love it to here?
Yeah.
Well, there's no love it to anything. There's nothing.
For the tefach, you got the tefach on the. For the tefach there. If you have it.
So then I'm.
Make
now,
a wall.
So now so I'm needing three pieces. Now, Tos is saying.
No, so instead of that, just do one piece in the middle with, like, of 1.2 in the middle. 2.9 above, 2.9 under with a tefach underneath.
What do you suggest?
Real juice.
You're saying put that up through the tefach at that bottom part and make it love it on both sides.
Yeah, you put one juice in the, you do the tefach on that side.
Yeah.
On the left side. Yeah, going that way. And then in between the tefach and the big wall is 2.9 of love it with 1.2 wall in the middle with 2.9
above. I don't understand. I don't
understand. Like... Just draw it.
It's over. Get up there.
Pre-med.
Look, Rebbe, under the second bottom little wall.
Bring it down lower.
Bring a few tefach down, right under it. Make it less than three tefachim, and that space that 2.9 space could be counted as longer.
Instead of having two pieces, have one piece. Have middle piece.
How's it work? You don't have seven.
If you have 1.2 and then 2.9, is that 7? Because it's. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Gemara.
But
Rashi and the Gemara don't say that.
One second. You have one.
There's
2.9. 3.9, and then you have.
2.9 space over there.
Yeah, that's what you drew here.
2.9, but plus 1 is 3.9.
Yeah, another 2.9 over there.
Yeah.
And then the
one. Plus 1.
No, keep it simpler. Keep one block.
It's not seven.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting to seven, but let's talk about his after shoot, okay? So that's Tosis Kasha. Why do Rav Ami present it that it only is a block of four, okay? So says Tosis the following. This is where things get fascinating. Where did I have you guys read? Where did it start up again? Tafilu asa kol tfanas hasukah kone kone pachos migimel ksheira. Because even if you would make all of your sukkahs poles, what? It would be kosher. Kedisanya le'el, like we have a brisa. Hey, our gemara. Daf zayinam and aleph. Doifin sukkah kedoifin shabbos. Ubovayt shalo yehe ben kone lechaviru gimel tfachim. So what's the problem? So why didn't Rav Ami suggest my suggestion and use lovud and use our Gemara, Daf Zayin, as the paradigm that we can make walls out of lavud. Vein shalach l'chale klal bein sukkah shel gimel tfanas l'sukkah shel arba. Don't get me chilukim between three walls or four walls. Void kasha, tvei, de b'shnei pasim sheyesh b'chol echad chatzi tefach u'mashu sagi. T'muki chad b'pachos b'gimel samach l'daifin v'idach muku b'pachos b'gimel samach l'rishon. Rabbi say, maybe this is what you're suggesting, Nathan. Mm-hmm. But says the Tosafot, I could even lower it down from under two tefachim. How am I going to do that? I'm going to take up a pole that's half a tefach thick, right? And another pole that's half a tefach thick. So that's what? A total of what? One tefach. And keep them what? In close proximity of lavud, that what? When you add up the lavud, plus the shear of each one, now you have seven. So you don't even need shnei tfanos of shnei tfachim. I can set up two lavuds. Is that what you were asking? No,
just make the pas arba, but just make it two tfachim, and then you have 2.9 on both sides.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Okay, splitting it up.
Split two.
You don't split up. You make it one, two tap off, and then 2.9.
Oh, that was your question. No. Why do you need two?
Why do you need two? You don't just have one.
Does it work? Like you get
one plank of 1.2 tefachim, and love it on both sides. And with a little.
So love it on both sides would be 3 and 6, and then 7.
Yeah.
So why does he need a chatzi tefach?
Because it has to equal out to a tefach. This kana. He said it from last year.
Well, the only way that would work.
No, but he's saying you have a 7 tefachim wall without it anyway.
Yeah, I think I know why. You need that each structure. No, that would be good. You would add Lavud to the 1.2 and it would be a makom.
To have double Lavud.
Sugi. So you're using double Lavud. I don't know. I hear. I'm not sure. Fine. The Muki Chad Bepachos Migimel Samach L'David V'idach Muki Bepachos Migimel Samach L'Rishon. Good? Everyone with me?
No.
Yeah, well, what's the problem?
How do you get 7 without like?
Half a tefach plus a half a tefach in poles.
Well, it makes one.
What?
It makes one tefach.
Correct. But you're keeping each one within 2.9 of each other. So you get. So it should be chatzi tefach umashu.
Exactly. You need 1.1.
Yeah, you need 1.1.
Or 2.
Still though,
yeah.
That's
only 2. 5 or something.
What do you mean it's 5?
0.6 plus 0.6.
Yeah. You need 1.2.
1.2, whatever. Let's view it as 3. It's just easier for argument's sake, right? 2.9 we're going to call 3. Okay, and we'll subtract a little bit. So 3 plus a half plus 3 plus a half is 7.
I thought the level was between the two poles, not between the ends.
It's between the ends also.
It's between the ends also.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying. Mugi chad bepachos migimol samach ledoifen v'idach mugi bepachos migimol samach lerishon. You're keeping it. What?
We have a question.
Yeah.
Cloverman,
yeah.
I'm just a little confused. How does this sugya fit with the toast goes on the
towel? Excellent. You're asking great questions. Excellent. But that's more the migo sugya. I want to first get the lava down, but then you're 100%. That's an excellent question. Excellent. The whole you're saying the whole premise of the migo is challenged by Tosis. Correct. Ezra asked that. When we learned the Tosis on Daftalit, that was an excellent question. Yesh Leimar, so what does Tosis say? Mishum Damrinu Mesoif Parakama de Erim, because if you look back to the Sugi and Erev in the first parak, Techol Mechitza She'enu Shal Shesi Ve Erev, Eina Mechitza. Any Mechitza that is not both Shesi and Erev, Eina Mechitza. V'mayu Shnei Pasim She'en Mechol Echad Arba, Havelak Mechitza Shal Shesi. And if you're going to have two Pasim, that each one doesn't have four, then what? Then it's like a mechitza of shesi. Then it's like vertical poles. Sorry for the technical sugya. I'm not a fan, but you'll see why in a second why we have to do this. What did Tosis just answer? Everybody said, what did Tosis say?
The reason why I can't set up all these other sugyas, and Rav Ami was forced to say that your wall has to be at least 4, is because breaking down this wall to create 7 tefachim in any other way is going to be what? Is going to be? Is going to be what?
Shesi.
And what do we not want to say? What do we want to say?
Shesi below
Eir. Who is Tosis quoting, Rabbi Yisai?
Rabbi
Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yisai, Tosis just said something wild. Tosis just said, if you have a wall with holes, even if they're shesi, then what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? When it comes to sukkah.
It's a wall.
Is that what Tosis said, Schultz?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
This Tosis in Erevin.
It's only by Erevin.
This Tosis in Erevin in sukkah just said something unbelievable. Now,
does that work for
who
Shabbos?
Is he quoting? He's quoting Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda in Hilchos Shabbos in Erevin that says any mechitza that doesn't have crisscross is no good.
Right.
Question one.
Doesn't Rashi use Shabbos?
Question one.
Why did it Rashi?
How does he deal with Rashi in our Gemara on Daf Zayin? This Tosis is against our Gemara.
Who's been that?
What did our Gemara say? Our Gemara says the connection, the chen l'Shabbos, the connection between a wall for Shabbos and a wall for Sukkah, says Rashi, is if you have kanim and poles that are within lovet of each other, then what? Then it both works for Shabbos and works for Sukkah. Good?
So we know that Rashi is telling us from the Gemara Daf Zayin that that works. Not only did Rashi say Kanim works, but Rashi said what? Rashi went further. Rashi said that what?
Erev
works. And if you have a wall of what? Of rope. Of straps. That are within three tefachim of each other. That's our Brisa telling us that you could create a structure up to 10 tefachim with lovewood. Correct? Everyone with me? But Tysus is telling me that not only does Erev not work, but if you have anything less than a pas dalet, which Rav Ami told me that that's what I need and I can't break it down to more poles of either 1 point whatever or two and a whatever, right? We'll figure out the variations of the question of Tosos. But bottom line, the Gemara is assuming from Rav Ami that it has to be a block of four. Tosis says not only does this not work, that's pashit, but this doesn't even work. And that's against our Gemara. So Rabbi Sai,
how's it against our Gemara?
Our Gemara and Daf Zayin. You tell me.
Seals like Abai.
Abai didn't disagree with this.
Oh, no.
If you only have a pas dalet,
v'chein l'shabbos.
The best thing to do would split it up and then you create more space.
You're not. Like, we're saying so our whole Gemara says you can use poles that can create structures through love.
Right.
It's a very simple question, Rabbi Sai.
But now we're saying you can't.
You just keep. Now we're saying you can't. So what did Tosis do with our sugya? A very elementary question, Rabbi Sai. How do you approach a sukkah? Is this good or not? So the simple answer, Rabbi Sai, did anyone get a chance to look at the Marsha? Did anyone see the Marsha? So the Marsha has the following approach, Rabbi Sai. He says as follows, and I want you to look back in the Marsha and make sense of the Marsha. Why? Because I want you guys to practice learning Marshas. Because you need to work at it. The Marsha says as follows. You're 100% right, but look back. Remember, the Mishnah in Erevin is a machloikis what? Machloikis tanoim. Okay? So this Tosos was explaining this Gemara according to who? According to the Machmir opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But in a Hanami says the Marsha, according to us, it would be good as long as they're vertical. However, the Marsha throws in a curveball. He says, but I'm limiting it to what the Gemara says to be, to what the Tosa says, to be Mechitza Shel Shesi was no good according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Since we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that opens up the Gemara and Daf Zayin. Marsha is basically saying the Gemara and Daf Zayin was going according to the other Tanoim, that we're okay with Shesi. But says the Marsha, Rabbi Sayin is going to have Nafkaminas La'alacha. Remember that Gemara and Erevin that I started off with? The Gemara made a logical distinction between what and what? Between Shesi and Erev. Does anyone remember what I read? The Gemara starts off with Rav Amnuna's statement. And the Gemara assumed, according to Rav Amnuna, that Omid Meruba Lapar, it's having more of structure than open space, is good if it's Kanim of Shesi. And then Rav Amnuna had a suffix when it comes to what? Erev. So the Marsha says, you see from the Gemara that Shesi is stronger than what? Than Erev. So says the Marsha, I'm willing to make our Tosas on the Eftesayin going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, which would now open up the Gemara on the Eftesayin to be that Aliba de Hilchasa, this will be good. However, what am I not willing to do? I will not give you Erev. Okay? Now, Rabbi Sai, I want you guys to see some of this Mishkorah, so I'm going to stop very soon. But if you guys don't think that this is relevant, this is extremely relevant. Okay? And I'm going to tell you where. And I want you guys to look at the Magen Avraham tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah, and we got to figure out the answer to this. Okay? Says the Marsha, if you're using love to create the structure of your walls, so according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we happen to not paskin like, everything would be out. But we're back to the Gemara and Daf Zayin. We're going back to the Gemara and Daf Zayin. So what are we going to allow? Says the Marsha. We're going to allow Shesi, but we're not going to allow Erev. So therefore, according to the Marsha, if you have the Mirpeset case, if you have the Mirpeset case, so then what? Are you good or you're not good? They're within three tefachim of each other, the poles. in the merpeset. So can you use those walls with schach on top of it?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Marsha says that that would be good, even according to the way we paskin, because they're machitza shel shes. But here's my question, Rabbi Yisrael. We've quoted in the past that there's a big tumult and a big shiloh about the canvas sukkahs. The canvas sukkahs, Rabbi Yisrael, have machitzas that the Gemara says, according to many poskim, are not omdos beruach metzuya.
That's
meaning
the strings.
Means, where
the strings. Yeah, we're getting there.
So the canvas sukkah. So now, Rabbi Yisrael, listen up. So now, whether or not those canvas sukkahs are possible is going to be a shiloh. Happens to be, what's interesting, is that the Chazon Ish is the biggest makel when it comes to these canvas sukkahs. Why? Because the Chazon Ish was of the opinion, as long as the normal wind, and it might actually depend on the season, depend on where you are, but if it's not a very windy season, and the most distance that the canvas, the wind, will blow the walls is within 3 tefachim, so then that's not considered a mechitza, that's not omedes baruch mitzuyah. Okay? If it blows more than 3 tefachim, then the Chazon Ish will pass. However, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach were more machmir than the Chazon Ish. And they did not accept the wind moving it even less than 3 tefachim. I think Rav Moshe says a tefach, I have to look back at this year. Okay? So what do the manufacturers sell in order to make sure that you're going to have a kosher sukkah even with the canvas? What do? They put lovewood straps. They sell your canvas sukkah, and you want to be machmir, and you don't want to rely on the Chazon Ish, or it's going to be a very windy season that even according to the Chazon Ish will be a problem, so we're going to give you straps to go around the entire sukkah, and they're going to be within 3 tefachim of each other. Okay? I'm not sure what I'm doing right now. But
on the bottom and top.
Yeah, they're three. They're basically within 3 tefachim of each other.
Yeah, but they also have to equal up. To
what? And they always have to equal up to 10 tefachim. It has to be a 10 tefachim. They're different things.
It's going to be a much shear you're going to go by.
What?
Of 10 tefachim.
So we'll go with Rav Moshe, 36 inches. Okay.
Thank you.
That depends who you ask. So Rabbi Yisrael, now I'm suggesting to you. Wait a second. How would the Marasha feel about that in light of Tosas in Sukkah Daf Tezayin and in light of our Sukkah on Daf Zayin?
It depends on the way they are.
Marasha would think that you're wasting money on what?
Straps.
On the Lovett straps. You're back to square one. Because those are all examples of what? Of Erev and not Shesi. So Rabbi Yisrael, we have to find out if there is any other pshat in our Tosfos that could possibly suggest a different analysis and ultimately jive our sugya on Daf Zayin, that it could still fit with Tosfos' answer for Rav Ami on Daf Tes Zayin, and ultimately, would there be an Eitzah to still use those Lovett straps, and in what way? And I'm telling you right now, it's so important, because it's going to change your perspective of a sukkah forever. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will do that, and hopefully even get a chance to move on to the next sugya, amigo, to get to Jeremy Globerman's kashrus.